Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. They're canceled now, but President Trump coming under fire from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over diplomatic efforts to meet with the Taliban.
The Taliban have now said that Americans will lose the most for canceling the talks, and they have vowed to continue their attacks, saying they would fight for 100 years if they must.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, a rescue operation off the coast of Georgia after a cargo ship caught fire and overturned with four crew members still trapped inside.
Rescue teams near St. Simons Island are hoping to go inside the ship after conditions yesterday proved just too dangerous. The Coast Guard rescuing most of the crew members off the Golden Ray. A representative from Hyundai Glovis said there was some kind of internal fire that could not be controlled.
Fox's Todd Pyro, an automaker Nissan's chief executive resigning after admitting he received questionable income. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. The brutal heat continues today. We have a heat advisory in effect again. Yesterday, we had a record high of 100. We'll be in the same neighborhood today. The actual heat index will be from 105 to 109 with spotty, widely scattered storms around the area. And keep in mind that the storms will be fading out tonight at low 74. Tomorrow, no relief from the heat. Upper 90s both Tuesday and Wednesday with widely scattered afternoon and evening storms and still hot on Thursday and Friday. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after two people were injured in a weekend shooting in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning in the 2200 block of Spruce Street. At last check, one of the victims is in critical condition. The Montgomery Public School System is looking to sell some of its vacant and unused property. School leaders have identified a dozen unneeded schools and lots, and they're considering selling this unused property to provide money for a school district already struggling with building maintenance and student support. And Democratic Senator Doug Jones formally kicked off his reelection campaign Sunday. With partisan control of the Senate on the line, Republicans have said defeating Jones is a top priority in 2020. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, people thought News and Views got canceled. That didn't happen. It is another Manic Monday. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you on a daily basis from 9 to 9. 15 hours a week. Listen, if you listen for 15 hours a week, 4.3 weeks a month, 12 months a year for 5 years, you have a PhD in how the world works.
I was just going to say, you got to be some kind of, like, super genius at that point, right?
Yeah, my wife and I last night were talking about World War II and why the Japanese attacked.
No, wait a minute. That's what I should talk about since I lived through it.
We talked about it and why the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, why they didn't continue on to the U.S. mainland. And I asked her, I said, do you know why the Japanese? It doesn't make any sense, does it? Do you know why they did it? And she said, are you going to tell me they didn't do it? I said, well, no, but that's a good instinct. You listen to News and Views. because that sounds like something I would say. But it's not something I would say. Anyway, welcome into News and Views. We got a big week ahead of you. I mean, a big, big, big week ahead of you.
Huge.
Don't forget there's a municipal election going on in Montgomery, a runoff in the mayor's election, and a runoff in three city council districts.
Four, I think.
Four city council districts,
maybe.
Eddie?
Maybe it's just three. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It is, let's see. I think it's three. I think it's three. But if it's four, it's four. And then David Woods and Stephen Reed running off. By the way.
When is that election?
October 8th.
October 8th.
Okay.
I didn't know that until he said it. I'm taking him at face value. Is that true? Is that the right thing?
Yeah.
You're not just throwing that out there?
No, it's... No.
I mean, I believe you. I'm just asking. By the way, I ran some numbers over the weekend. I really dug into the numbers. It's an uphill battle for David Woods to win this election. Not impossible.
Yeah,
not impossible.
Right. It's doable.
Not impossible for David Woods to win the election. Uphill battle. Going to cost some money. Not totally impossible. I got a question about John Merrill's response to this thing.
Yeah.
John Merrill is going to dispatch... he's the Secretary of State.
Yes.
John Merrill, Secretary of State. He's going to dispatch five teams of two staff members each from the Secretary of State's office.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be observing election from the opening of the polls at 7 a.m. until the closing of the polls at 7 p.m. Here's my question. The chicanery normally happens before 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m. From 7 to 7 is really pretty lull.
Yeah.
Might John Merrill be willing to revise that and say he's going to be monitoring it from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.? Or 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Well, I'm sure someone from his office is listening and will make a note of this.
Because one of the things he noticed was, according to him, that some of the machines were not properly tested prior to the polls opening that day. How are you going to discover that at 7 o'clock? Because by that point, the polls are... People are voting. People are shuffling ballots in at 7:01.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get there early. You can't get there at 7 o'clock. You got to get there at 6 o'clock. All right. I'm trying to... I did not intend to start with the municipal rules, the municipal election. I have Daryl... Was his name Daryl Clark? Daryl Parker? What's his name?
Daryl Parker.
The guy who predicted we would have a black mayor while... voting was still taking place the other day. He's come out and said that John Merrill is mistaken. John Merrill is mistaken and is wrong in some of his criticisms of Election Day procedures.
Oh, he's wrong?
He's wrong. Merrill, though, stuck by his comments. Here is what Daryl Parker did. He released a two-page statement disputing Merrill's comments that some election equipment was not tested. And that some poll workers were not properly trained. He says he has documents showing the equipment was tested and said a public test was held on August 21 with two city council candidates in attendance.
Candidates.
Who were the candidates?
Right.
Candidates. Not city council people who, well, like Jenright, who was unopposed.
Frankly, you know who should have been there? That's all I was going to say. Is Charlie Jenright
unopposed. And the mayor.
The mayor, who's not running. Those are the guys that they should have had to show it to.
Our office and staff are proud of the role we play in ensuring fair elections. Was anyone else invited to the testing?
I'm sure not.
Why did these two city council candidates get selected to come to the testing? The fact that Daryl Parker still has a job tells me that...
I totally agree.
Shenanigans took place in the first election, and they're going to try to steal the second election
chicanery.
As well. Chicanery. Unfortunately, Merrill did not question the results of the election. But I do question the results of the election. Why has nobody grabbed a box and tested five boxes and just hand-counted the ballots to see if they're accurate? They're public records.
I know. We brought that up to Todd on the show last week, and he just kind of shrugged.
Why has no one grabbed one or two boxes with maybe 500 ballots in there, had five people in the room, passed the ballots down, everybody do a count?
I'll tell you what, we will volunteer to count.
I'll do it. The three of us will do it.
Yeah, three of us will do it.
Oh, we just volunteered, Dave.
Well, we shouldn't have done
that.
Did
you raise your hand, Dave?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he didn't.
I don't volunteer for nothing.
Yeah. Jack and I will do it.
We'll do it.
Y'all be better at it than I am anyway.
I'll go down. I mean, we can count. Dave's better.
Now, I'll observe you guys. Yeah. I'll watch y'all.
Dave's bad at math.
I'm management.
I'm management.
Yeah.
Somebody has to stand around and watch the job take place.
Right?
Why have they not done that? Just grab a random box. Why has David Woods not requested the city do that? Just grab a couple of boxes and say, okay, this box, I'll tell you something to grab. I'm looking at the results right here. Grab one without a ton of ballots cast. Maybe 500 or so. Vaughn Road Elementary School, grab that one. Just grab it. 621 ballots. Grab True Divine Baptist Church, 452 ballots.
Where's the one, St. James Baptist Church? What?
St. James Baptist Church, 858 ballots. So grab those and just run through them. Just check them out. I mean, we could count 1,500 ballots in... I mean, we stuffed 1,500 envelopes in gloves one time. And it didn't even take three or four hours.
We stuffed 1,500 ballots one time.
we could do it.
I'll be happy to do it. Just grab three boxes. Run through there and just make sure they match the tape. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
And the balance may very well match the tape. I expect they will.
And if Trey Flowers or somebody like that wants to oversee us, fine.
I don't care who oversees us.
But not Daryl Parker.
No. I wouldn't think so.
I don't want to be in the same room with him.
I wonder who those two candidates were, city council candidates. I wonder if they won or went to a runoff.
Well, if they did, wrong. Speaking of mayor's election, did you read Josh Moon over the weekend?
I don't read Josh Moon.
Well, I'm not going to anyone. I called Bill Britt.
I don't find him.
I called Bill Britt yesterday and I raised holy hell. He says, the headline of the article was, you know, Montgomery mayor's race not about issues.
I read that headline.
Yeah.
It's about racism.
That's racist.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. If you count the majority of ballots cast for J.C. Love, Arthur Davis, and Eddie Kroll, all three of them are black candidates, I bet a majority of their votes came in white precincts.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
But so to say that this race is a... No, people are not scared of Stephen Reed. He's already been elected once probate judge. They're scared of his father, who has screwed up everything he's touched, from ASU to the Democrat Party to AEA. Did I say AEA twice?
No, you said ASU, Democrat Party, and AEA. He's destroyed all three of them
because of his racism.
Right.
People are not scared of Stephen Reed. They're scared of his father.
Right.
And so to make a statement, Josh Reed lives in, like, Athens, Alabama, up in Limestone County. He doesn't have a damn drop of knowledge about Montgomery County. And the fact that Bill Britt, and I told Bill Britt yesterday, I said, well, you know, why do you let him get away with this? He said, well, I don't screen the people that write for me, you know. They're entitled to their opinion. I said, well, it's making your publication look bad.
Well, I got something else that makes this publication look bad. We can cover it in the next section if you want. AL Reporter had a bad morning in my eyes. They gave the game away on who is paying them to say certain things.
Wow.
At least they put it on their website. I mean, you got to know what you're looking at. But when you do know what they're looking at, it's obvious why they write certain things. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll be back.
A little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. And points all her own, sitting way up high.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Come into PBS. Ken Burns tells the story of country music.
You can dance to it. You can cry to it.
And you can't tell the story without the stars like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Garth Brooks, and many more.
Country music comes from right in here, this heart and soul that we all have.
It's a story of America, one song at a time. Country music premieres Sunday at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Hi folks, Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life too. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Welcome back in 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. Nice and early, guys.
It is.
It's early enough to call a guy like Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technology. Tom gets up with the chickens. He's not worried about 9 o'clock. Give Tom Latham a call, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearn.co. You can find them on Facebook, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. It doesn't matter how you get in touch with them. Doesn't matter whether you send them an email that you find on there. Talk. I recommend you call them. Just 284-9292. Call them. Tell them what your ideas are. Tell them what your dreams are. Whether you need some regular old-fashioned, just that white brushed concrete. You need to throw it down on the driveway. Or maybe you need a polished concrete in the garage to be repaired or fixed. Or maybe you need a new walkway. That's what I need. I need a walkway going from my driveway to my front door, and I need a new patio on the back, and I would love down the road to get one of those outdoor vacation destinations where you have the whole kitchen outdoors, and you get the TV and the heat for the winter and the cooling stuff for the summer, and you can use that extra room all day long, but it's an outdoor room. It's wonderful. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. Check them out online, pennyearn.co, or find them on Facebook. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you on a, that's from right to left on your radio dial, people.
Yeah. Right to
left. You asked a question before the break. Or you didn't ask a question. You said that Josh Moon's presence was putting ALReporter.com in jeopardy of losing their credibility.
Well, I mean, I just think you can't make a blanket statement that this mayor's race is about race and not issues.
Well, Josh Moon, if you vote for a conservative, you're a racist. If you're Josh Moon.
If you're a Republican, you're a racist, basically.
If you like Donald Trump, you're a racist. Oh, I mean, that's Josh Moon's working thesis. It's never changed. Here is why I think AL Reporter may lose credibility. They have really, really, at that organization, sold out in favor of this toll bridge and attacked anybody who opposes the toll bridge down in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Here's the latest iteration of it. September 9, that's today, Bill Britt. Political operatives, opportunists, and politicos torch bridge project. And they go through there and they bash Jim Ziegler. They bash Ziegler's employees. They bash the people who didn't want to pay $12 a day to go to work. I'm old school. I don't think you should be charging somebody $12 a day to go to
work. No, I think that's excessive for a toll road.
That's incredibly excessive. You know, you want to throw a dollar or two toll on there, whatever.
Yeah, $1.75, you know.
I really think the price point is $5 a day. I think that's the price point.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's where people can stomach it. It's $25 a week. It's $100 a month. $1,200 a year. You know what? That's the price of living on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
Right. Saves a lot of time.
Yeah, but $12 a day, I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's lunacy. Yeah. That's lunacy.
But now, wasn't that negotiable, though, or was that
we don't know.
Okay. Right.
We don't know, because they started so high, everybody freaked out, they just killed the project. But one might wonder, why is AL Reporter, who normally is a little bit of a populist publication,
kinda,
I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm more of a populist guy. I like populism. I think the people should get what they want. Most of the time. Why is a populist publication and a populist guy like Bill Britt so establishment on this issue? Why is he taking the Alabama Department of Transportation line and running with it and being their attack dog? Are they paying him? While I'm asking myself that, as I'm reading the article online, I see this advertisement in the middle of the friggin' article. Like, I printed it off. I was so captivated by it, I had Command-Shift-4 on my Mac computer. I drew a little box around it, clipped it, and printed it off.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the advertisement...
No, in the middle of the article.
It's an advertisement.
Right.
In the middle of the article... which now reads like an advertisement, knowing that it's being paid for, is evidence that this entire publication is financed by the Alabama Department of Transportation. There, I mean, I promise to God, I'm looking at an advertisement. It says advertisement above it. Then there's a box. And the advertisement is the Drive Safe Alabama campaign, drivesafealabama.org.
Which also advertises on the television show.
Which is, as it says right here in the advertisement, sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation. How about that? No wonder Alabama Political Reporter has taken such a hard line on this issue. No wonder Alabama Political Reporter and Bill Britt hate Jim Ziegler for killing this project.
Well, and I always thought the Brits kind of liked Jim Ziegler until all this started.
Well, they may have.
They may.
I mean, I can like you. I
know.
We've gone up against each other on occasion, you know, and we like each other. Well,
we
I mean, I like you just fine.
Well, I like you fine,
yeah,
too.
I mean, that's not what you tell other people.
Wow.
Bill Britt once famously told me, there are no teams, only players.
Boom.
There are no teams, only players.
So that's a don't hate the player, hate the game kind of response?
Yeah. I mean, Jim Ziegler's doing his thing for whatever reason. Wants to run for Congress or wants to...
I don't know what he wants to do.
Whatever it is he wants
to
do.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he wants to run for Congress, he has a chance to. There's an open seat down there.
There is an open seat, I'm just saying.
Anyway, that's very interesting.
Yeah. So you want to know why they're so big on the Alabama Department of Transportation and propping up John Cooper and propping up the Alabama Department of Transportation and propping up their...
But I did read something interesting in that article that somebody, Volkert, didn't get the contract.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And there's somebody that, it's one of those guys down, is it Dean Young? I don't want to say, was it?
Dean Young's in the article.
He's in the article.
But somebody works for Volkert, and they were pro-bridge until Volkert didn't get the contract, and now they're anti-bridge. And it's somewhere in that article.
Well,
throwing down coffee when I was reading it, not really.
Yeah, I kind of scanned it, but there was some kind of thing in there that, like, Thompson Engineering and Volkert are in a war over it, I guess.
Yeah.
And those are the two big, those are two of the biggest players down there and two of the biggest players in the road and bridge building game.
Because, like, Dean Young worked for Roy Moore, or he had, and then he ran once himself, didn't he, Barron?
He ran about three times himself.
Yeah.
He almost won.
I almost got in a fist fight with him.
Gosh, he came really close.
Oh, he's an ass.
That was the year I almost got in a fist fight with him.
Well,
yeah.
He shouldn't have been talking. Oh, sorry.
Well, basically, you're right. It was the week after the election and going into the runoff. It was a Saturday after that. And some folks, mutual friends of ours that shall remain nameless, all went down there to Gulf Shores, and we met with Dean Young.
You've previously thrown them under the bus, so go right ahead.
Dean Young and his supporters. And it was the biggest waste of time of anything. And I was looking on Facebook and watching Bradley Burns supporters out there posting videos of them going door to door. You know, we knocked on 3,300 doors today. And I said, what did you guys do today? You guys sat in a room watching Dean Young rant like a lunatic, pounding Monster Energy drinks like he's a paid spokesperson. He was in a cutoff T-shirt and shorts. And I said, this is going to be your congressman? All he's ranting about the Constitution and God and all this other stuff. And they're out there knocking on doors. Right. And I think they won like 51-49.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, 51. It was a close election. The kind of close election that if you'd spent a freaking Saturday out there knocking on doors instead of watching this guy rant and rave like a lunatic, pounding Monster Energy drink. So I said something about it. He tried to whip my ass. Jim Ziegler was there.
How big a boy are you?
Jim Ziegler is the guy who kind of got in between us, frankly.
All right. So this is what, according to this article, for almost 4 years, Gray, meaning Jonathan Gray, was a contract consultant at Aldott. In just over 3 years, Aldott paid him around $1.5 million, according to state records. He lost his contract after he worked on Scott Dawson's unsuccessful gubernatorial campaign to unseat Governor Kay Ivey. Gray, according to two individuals close to him, has a consulting agreement with Mobile-based Volkert Engineering, who lost a contract on the bridge to its rival, Thompson Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of little players in this thing going on down there.
Mm.
Bunch of I can't believe they paid him. What the hell is the Department of Transportation?
Probably ads would be my guess.
Yeah, but still.
That's a lot of money. $1.5 million?
Yeah, but 85% of that's passed through.
Maybe.
What, federal money to...
No, I'm saying it's probably ad money. So
well,
he's just taking
true.
A commission.
That's true.
Maybe. I mean, maybe just consulting money.
Well, 20% of that is probably... commission.
Probably. 15-20%.
Yeah, so 20% of 1.5 million.
300 grand.
300 grand.
300, 400 grand.
That's real money.
That's a lot of damn money.
Towards the end of the bridge fight, Dean Young, a political fixture in South Alabama, came forward with a poll, which he said was self-financed. I can assure you it was not. Dean Young's never paid for anything himself. Young's poll showed 77% of registered voters in Mobile and Baldwin County did not support the toll plan. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, obviously, the Department of Transportation is paying the Brits to write this stuff. Hell, they may be writing it themselves and just handing it to him and he prints it.
I doubt that, but
I don't.
Wait a minute. If they're doing that, well, never mind.
Well, okay. If the $1.5 million used to go to John Gray, where's it going now?
Right.
That's $500,000 a year over three.
That's where I was going with this, Baron.
Oh.
Who's getting it now?
Right.
Good question. I don't know.
Have you guys heard the new Tools album?
No, but I saw something that, like, the big, you know, the album that was, like, blowing up the internet or whatever was Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey. And Tool has sold 2.5 times both of those.
Have you heard it?
Well, no.
You'll know why. This album is so good. It's the opening track off the Fear Inoculum album. It's dynamite. It'll be number one.
With that squeal, it sounds kind of like, you know, the opening to an alien movie or something. Something ominous is happening here, Baron.
Well, that's Tool.
People are paying $1.5 million for something we don't know what it is.
It's true. We should have had this be the bid for that story. I just love this album. The Taylor Swift fans can't figure out the length of the songs. They're all weirded out. Because there's only 10 songs, but it's a 90-minute album.
Good Lord.
9 minutes a song. I think the longest song's 15 minutes. 35 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mallory, diagnosing the news.
Dissecting
the news.
Diagnosing some of it.
We'll be back.
Going, but when Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. Once again today, heat advisory in effect. The brutal heat continues. I think we'll be upper 90s to around 100 today, but the heat index will be from 105 to 109, dangerous territory. There'll be spotty storms around, widely scattered across the area, and sometimes big heat can produce big storms. Keep that in mind. The storms will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday, no relief, upper 90s, widely scattered afternoon storms around. Even Thursday and Friday will be hot with mid to upper 90s. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Guys, welcome back in. Clap along, people. Clap along.
I'm just overwhelmed with what I've learned today.
Listen to what you want to do. Yeah.
Even at the break, I'm learning stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know the stuff. I know the stuff, Dave.
The talks during the break sometimes are like what Bob Dylan said one time, if my dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. If what we talk about at the break, mm-hmm. if people knew,
uh-huh.
there'd be a lot of people's heads in guillotines.
And yes. we're not trying to hide stuff from the listeners. It's just that some of this is conjecture.
And you got
to
track stuff down. Right, you got to ask questions and you got
to
talk.
A lot of confirming to do.
That's right. We don't run with things before we run them down.
No.
We always say, now, this is a rumor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that we have not.
But these don't even, some of us doesn't even, you know.
No. Well, you just can't.
You want to use that pen there? This is a pen I just got out of the jug. You want to use that pen there?
Whoa.
Somebody pulled the guts out of the pen and just left the tube. And I put it back. And then like someone who puts the empty milk carton back, I put it back.
But it's closed on one end. It doesn't do you any good.
That's a good point.
May have noticed that as well.
Auburn House Wash. My man Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. He's easy to get in touch with, for one thing. 826-WASH. The guy understands branding.
Yeah.
What do you think Auburn House Wash does? They wash houses. Not clean houses. They wash houses. You clean a house, that means you make the bed, you do the laundry, you vacuum, you mop. Dust. They don't do all that. Auburn House Wash doesn't do all that. They do the outside of the house. They do the outside. They do the roof. They do the walls. They do the eaves. They do the driveway, the patio, the deck. They can get everything clean. If your house is dirty, and it is, I can assure you, call Auburn House Wash. They come out there and give your house a bath. It's amazing. Looks good. Looks brand new. Increases the value of your home. Increases the looks. Make people wow when they show up. Auburn House Wash.
Nope. Sorry.
826-WASH. 826-WASH. AuburnHouseWash.com. We apologize, Mr. Spencer Mann, for that outburst.
I know.
Will the gentleman please yield the microphone? Please. Yeah. Auburn House Wash, AuburnHouseWash.com. 826-WASH. Give him a call today. You're going to love it. I promise. All right. Dave Mowry sits to my left. Jack Campbell to my right. I'm Baron Coleman. And who is this?
This is George. I got something I saw and asked your opinion about it. On Facebook, I saw on Tommy Tuberville's presented Facebook page, it said, how do you feel about the gas tax that was recently levied? And it said a few other things, but here's the deal. Tommy Tuberville is running for the U.S. Senate.
He is?
He has nothing. Huh?
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I just haven't noticed much out of him. Just wondering. I'm just messing with you, George. Keep going.
Okay, he has declared with, I think, the federal, the election people.
I'm just messing
the
with
money
you.
People.
Keep going with your
All right, I'm sorry. Okay. The Facebook page says, how do you feel about the gas tax? A U.S. senator has nothing to do with Alabama's new gas tax. And nor does Alabama's new gas tax have anything to do with the U.S. Senate. But I clicked on it, and it said, put in your name and your email. So is this a real concern of his? If so, it's misguided. Or is it just a way to get names on an email list? What do y'all think?
George, you've been around longer than this. You should know the answer to this. I'm going to let you answer it.
It's an email list.
Aha! And? And now take it one step further. Why would he think that would be a successful way to compile data?
To rouse rabble?
Yeah. Why would he think that?
Well, I don't know because
the gas tax a popular thing for Republican primary voters or an unpopular thing?
It was unpopular.
Okay. There you go.
With most people. But he's running as a Republican, so.
Correct.
Right.
Right. But maybe one of his opponents supported the gas tax, and he's trying to gauge whether or not people were yay or nay on the gas tax statewide. And I think the answer...
So what? He's running for U.S. Senate. That's got nothing to do with...
That's right. That's not an issue he's going to vote on, but it gives him an idea of the people who were opposed to it, who might be people supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to build a list of dissidents, malcontents, like you, George, a malcontent.
Listen, I'll make it even easier. George, here's it. When you're trying to compile data in this manner, you're trying to build an email list, you want political activists, you want conservatives, you want Republicans, you go out there and pick these red meat issues. You know, is Hillary Clinton dishonest? If you think Hillary Clinton is dishonest, you click here and let me know. Is Donald Trump the greatest president of all time? If you think Donald Trump's doing a good job, you click here and register your support. You hate this gas tax, you click here and register your support.
You're building a list of people and you're figuring out what their hot buttons are.
And people of a like mind to you or... Whatever.
Right. And if there's a chance that they'll give you $10 or $15 and you have 100,000 of them, then there, you know, and 10,000 of them will give you money, then there you go. That's money you don't have to call your friends and bother them about.
Appreciate it. Our number 272.
Yeah, no. That's a good question.
It is a good question. George is a smart guy.
He is.
But that's one of those things that a lot of people that don't do you know, campaigns for a living. You know, they people always like to say, well, that's not an issue. That it's sort of like the mayor's race, where people say, well, he can't give the teachers raises. Don't people understand that? They don't. They don't understand at all. I have a friend of mine who told me that that in a special election, he helped a guy get elected to state senate, not here in North Carolina. And he said, we're supposed to be in Raleigh tomorrow, and he asked me if I could book the plane ticket, if I was going to book the tickets to Washington D.C. or not. The guy got elected
and didn't know where he was going,
and thought he was going to D.C. Kept talking about the Capitol. He said, "That's the Capitol." I said, "No, no, no." Raleigh, man.
Wow.
They're over in the mountains, you know. They get they get Tennessee TV. He was confused.
Wow.
We'll be back. 47 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to play these guitars and drive these Cadillacs during the break. We'll be back in a minute. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Coming to PBS, Ken Burns tells the story of country music.
You can dance to it, you can cry to it.
And you can't tell the story without the stars like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Garth Brooks, and many more.
Country music comes from right in here, this heart and soul that we all have.
It's a story of America, one song at a time. Country music premieres Sunday at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Hi folks, Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. My
tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
All right, guys, 9 minutes to the top of the hour.
This hour has flown by.
Man, doesn't it fly by when you're having fun? That means we're having fun, Campbell.
It does, and exposing things and figuring stuff out.
Talking during the breaks. The break conversations, if... I don't think we could charge enough for today.
Seriously.
I know some people that would pay $10,000 for that break conversation.
Get them on the line.
If you want to buy our conversations for a minimum of $10,000, you're more than welcome to.
More than welcome.
We just pieced together two massive stories taking place in the state of Alabama, and we did it in under 6 total minutes of break time in the last two breaks. Bath Innovations of Alabama, bathinnovations.com. They're generous sponsors of our phone lines on a daily basis. They're also general contractors who can make your bath purdy. You want a purdy bath? You got a purdy bath, purdy boy. Well, you can get you a purdy bath. Go over to Bath Innovations. Actually, you know what? It's the portrait of class when you walk in there. Do this for me. Everybody do me a favor. Stop what you're doing, well, unless you're driving. Everybody else. Go to bathinnovations.com and just look around. Just look around. It's a virtual showroom. They got a lot of cool stuff. Get a good idea of the new products they have, the acrylic, the stonework, the tile. Really look at that acrylic. It's really, 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 it's a nearly indestructible product. It lasts almost an entire lifetime, unless you just, you know, shoot it with a shotgun or something. But really, really great stuff. You have a rental house, if you have a bunch of kids or something and really need that bathroom to be durable and easy to clean, the acrylic's amazing. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, or stop by their showroom on the opposite side of the East Boulevard from Home Depot. 271-2723. Check them out. Randall.
Who would ever guess that exposing things would be Jack's funnest time? Before you get too far away from...
He's calling you a flasher, Campbell.
I mean, hey, that ain't a bad thing.
It actually is.
Well, why they call... Oh, well, if you want to think it is a bad thing.
Hey, let's get off the flashing.
All right. Before you move on to the mayor's thing, do you really think he's got our best interests at heart? Y'all bet anybody best interests at heart saying he's going to be there at 7. He come on Dan's show saying that he had people at the polls the first time and saw irregularly. And he said that. I couldn't call in and question why that, you know, why can't you charge him if you saw it already? And I don't know if he just...
Who is he? Ho, ho, ho. Who is he?
Oh. State man.
I believe he's talking about John Merrill.
Oh, John Merrill.
There you go, John Merrill. But why would he come in there and knowing irregular and say 7 o'clock? Do you think, I mean, now that listening to that and listening to everything going on, you think he's going to care the damn machines at 7 at 5 in the morning? I mean, that don't make no sense.
The machines are in the custody of the sheriff's department, and they're delivered by deputies, I believe, in the morning. So, you know.
Yeah, I understand, but he said this at his own mouth. We have already witnessed irregularities the first time. He said that they witnessed it. He had people in the polls, and they witnessed it. And I don't know if he just said that because he trusts Barron, and Barron probably wouldn't call him and gave him all the information he got because the man's a smart man, and he don't want to see the damn country.
They had 12 separate complaints of people who signed affidavits and gave their names. About specific irregularities. These weren't just blanket calls of saying, hey, this is weird, it took a little long. These were specific irregularities that were noted.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he say 6-7 o'clock? That blows my mind.
Why would he say, hold on, slow down. Why would he say what?
Well, that he's not going to show up this time at 7 o'clock. That blows my mind.
That's when the polls are open.
He just said they're going to monitor from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., meaning open to close. Hopefully, he's smart enough to get out there ahead of time. We're just giving him a little needling and a little reminder that the corruption usually takes place prior to 7 a.m.
I bet there ain't never been another mayor's race where people calling and wanting to donate money.
I was involved in a race in this very county. I'm not going to name it. It's a state race, not a municipal race. I'm not going to name the race. It was a special election. We opened the ballot boxes because I was a poll watcher because I had some suspicions. I went in there that morning before they started counting. They were going to put the ballot thing online. I said, well, let me just look inside it, please. No. You don't. There's nothing in there. Well, let me just look inside it. There were 300 ballots already inside the box.
You are kidding.
No. Oh, these were the ballots from the test election. My bad.
Oh,
my bad.
Whoopsie. We need to take these
out. Yeah, so they took them out and they put them in a box and they sealed the box up. And
but those would have been counted if you hadn't blown the whistle.
Yes. That's my point.
Oh, see?
That's my point.
Oh, my heart beats so fast right now. And one thing for your wife about the World War II thing. If I told you that America stays Jessica Lynch, that we did that on purpose, would you believe me?
Yes.
Okay. We did. And I'll show you the proof. I think I'm about on it because we blew up a TV station, the Al Jazeera TV station that day, and we bombed a hotel that had all their journalists in it. Killed them all and while we were saving Jessica Lynch and putting her on, and we done killed 10 people trying to get her over there. Man, y'all better make this damn election right then. And we can only change Montgomery. We can't change them.
I know. That's why we focus on the local stuff. Thank you for your call, Randall. That's why we help focus on the local stuff. Because there's some things you just can't change.
Yeah.
I mean, when my wife and I had that conversation last night and World War II came up, the whole topic of the conversation was everything you've ever learned about history since 1915 is wrong. Everything you've ever learned about history, why we went to World War I, why we went to World War II, why we went to war against Germany and Japan, why we went to war against Afghanistan, why we went to war against Iraq and Iran, why we were giving weapons to Iran and Iraq at the same time, why the Shah and the Ayatollah had the old whoopsie flipsie. It's all nothing you've read about has ever been true. And if you sit back and listen and you say, well, I'm trying to make sense of history, let me try to find the common thread. There isn't one. Well, there is one, but there's not one that you've been given. But you can't control all that, Randall. You'll just go crazy with it. Just accept that it's happening. Draw light on it. Mention it. But don't beat your head against the wall. What we can fix is we can try to make sure there's a fair election in Montgomery. Step one. We can talk about the fact that AL Reporter is being paid to take the DOT position. And the DOT throws a lot of money around. A lot of money around. We can talk about that. We can talk about the fact that Volkert losing that contract is the reason everybody flipped on it. And all of a sudden hates the bridge project when all these people were in favor of it before. We can talk about that. We can highlight the hypocrisies and the craziness here in the state of Alabama. And we can talk about the deep state, but you can't fix the deep state. It's too big.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they do to people who try to fix the deep state?
Mm-hmm. Seth Richam.
Exactly. They get gunned down in an alleyway and their murder's covered up. Or they take the back of their head off, a la John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was John.
Or they get gunned down on a balcony, a la MLK.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get killed wherever Malcolm X got killed. Or they get killed wherever John Lennon got killed. You can't oppose the deep state. They'll take you out. You can talk about it, but you can't try to fix it. It's one thing to talk about. They don't mind you talking about it. They'll just call you a conspiracy theorist and a loon and a crazy guy, and he doesn't even believe we went to the moon. You like this? I knew I was going to do this rant, so I had this bumper music pulled up 5 minutes ago. I've always been crazy.
Truth.
We'll be back.
Keeps you from going insane.